2018 was quite a steady year that allowed us to consolidate our finances after a pretty difficult 2017. I tend to talk in terms of unrestricted income because the restricted stuff takes care of itself in some ways, but because you can't spend what you haven't got. So the general unrestricted income was 16% higher in 2018 than in the previous year due to an increase in regular giving. During the course of the year, 7 standing orders were cancelled or decreased, 17 new standard orders were received, and 10 existing standard orders were increased. The overall result was that our regular giving showed a steady upward trend throughout the year. As usual, we were able to gift 10% of our general income as a tithe, which is some £26,000, and that goes to various home and overseas missions and social charities. There is an error in the annual report on page 5. There's a figure of 9,145, and that should read 19,647. No one picked that up, not even the financial examiner. So, right. Now, you may say that £19,000 isn't 10% of £26,000, but we carried over £12,000 in the tithe fund into this year because we didn't actually pay it out. So what we should really say is that we give away 10% of our income, but not necessarily in the year we receive it. So anyway, I'm meeting with the mission subgroup in 2 weeks' time to try and move this backlog of funds onto organisations that can use it, because it's not doing anyone any good in our bank account. One issue we have had, we've had difficulty getting money to Burundi, where we have several partner organisations. Our last two bank transfers have been returned. We think we've now found a way to get money to our partners in Burundi. One transfer is in progress at the moment, and we're praying that it goes through successfully. On the expenditure front, one of the largest items is parish share, which is just over £71,000. The only church in the deanery that has a higher parish share than COGS is the Whitney Team Ministry, which actually consists of 4 churches. As an individual church, COGS has by far the highest parish share in the deanery. However, this money is used to pay the diocese to cover Simon's salary, housing and pension, and Rich's salary and pension. And also some of it's used to by the diocese to cover training and support the wider church community. So I think it represents reasonable value for money. right. Okay. There. I don't know. Well, let Simon justify himself later. if you're really into sort of balance sheets and things like that, then there's been an increase of £63,000 on the balance sheet. But this is largely due to restricted funds for the roof repairs that are sitting in the bank. When this is spent, the balance sheet will go down, as the church and the items in it cannot be listed as assets. That's unlike the church centre refurbishment of the toilets and the kitchen, which did go onto the balance sheet as assets in 2017. Right. At the end of 2017, the PCC set an unrestricted fund deficit of £6,000 now for 2018. Now, Bishop Colin actually recommends that you set a deficit budget and do that in faith. We ended up with a £6,000 surplus. This goes some way to topping up our reserves, but they're still only 60% of what they should be. However, once we get the restraining order on Simon, we should be able to increase those a bit. Although, having said that, Simon's theory that the more people that a church employs, the more it grows, does seem to be bearing fruit. We have sufficient cash funds available to meet the going concern criteria that the Charity Commission have introduced for larger charities, and we are close to being a larger charity. The Finance Committee reviews income and expenditure on a monthly basis to keep an oversight of the financial status of the church. Finally, I'd like to thank Jen Osman, who does all the banking and of the plate collections, and for her work as gift aid secretary. But before I go, I'd like to leap into this year. I hope that you've all now heard about the parish giving scheme. So far, 37 out of our 125 regular givers have switched to this. not only is it a very good scheme, it's efficient, but it makes my job as treasurer a lot easier. I'm not sure how many of you actually check your bank statements every month, but it can be a time-consuming thing. The main church banks, we've got five bank accounts, the main church bank statement has 14 pages of transactions for me to check every month. And if it's a penny out, I have to do it all over again. If the regular givers were to switch to the scheme, the bank statement would be half this size and make my job a lot easier. So if you're one of the 88 donors who haven't signed up, please take pity on me and switch to parish giving. These forms are by the door, so I'd encourage you to do that because it doesn't cost us anything. 100% of your donation comes through to the church very quickly, gift aid as well. Instead of waiting 3 months for gift aid, we get it every month, which helps cash flow. So I'll put them back by the door, and I'll now hand over to Alistair to show you more about long-term trends.
So thanks very much to Keith for talking through the finances. I thought it would be helpful for us to actually just look at the trends over the past few years, just so that you can actually see a little bit more visually the direction of travel for the church and what we've actually been doing with that money. And you'd be pleased to know that I'm only going to be here for a few minutes, so I won't bore you too much, hopefully. So first of all, just in terms of the income, I want to just quickly just try and explain the different types of income that we receive. Okay, so we've heard about unrestricted income. So basically that is the regular giving that you'll give to the church without any specific purpose. So in other words, the church has the ability to use that as it sees fit for the general church activities. We also have designated income. So this is income that is set aside for a specific purpose. So for example, the tithe funds that we give away, as Keith was explaining. So we aim to give 10% of our income away. And there's also restricted income. And this is items which, this is money which is collected for specific causes. So examples of that would be the church centre fund, the roof project, etc. And we have to keep that money separate so that we can only use it specifically for that purpose, as you would expect us to do, and therefore it cannot be available and used for the day-to-day activities of the church. So the reason why I've shown over the last few years all three of those is because things like the restricted and designated incomes will obviously fluctuate from time to time, depending on the various projects that we are looking at. But here you can see that I suppose the important one for us to look at really is the unrestricted income, which is shown in the red line, which shows an uptrend over the years, and also the blue line then, which pulls everything together. So you can see roughly where we are now. So what I've then looked to do is to just take out the unrestricted income and show that over time against the day-to-day expenditure of the church. So this is the expenditure in relation to looking after the church's activities. It's not the tithe income, and it's not looking at any of the expenditure on the specific projects and things. So what we'd expect to see here is that as we have increased regular giving coming in, that we're actually spending that on the activities of the church to help grow. So as you can see, for some years it would be in deficit, and some years we would be in surplus. But generally speaking, what we want to try and make sure in the finance team is that those are tracking along the same lines and hopefully upward trends going forward. And finally, I thought it'd just be helpful to see the pattern of our tithe income over the last few years. So again, if you look at this, you can see a number of years ago we were giving away just shy of 15,000 a year, and as you've heard today, it's more like 26,000 odd. And where does that go? I suppose the three key areas really, so it's overseas mission, home mission and home relief. And we have a specific group who look after where that money actually goes and how it gets spent. I hope that's been helpful. That's just a whistle-stop tour just to, like I say, give you an indication of trends over time.